From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. The first shipments of COVID-19 vaccine arrived in Illinois in mid-December, and since then, more than 981,000 doses have gone into arms across the state. But we still have a long way to go. Less than 2% of Illinois' population has been fully vaccinated. Federal health officials say with new variants of COVID-19 now in the United States, getting more people protected as soon as possible is more important than ever. Later in the show, we'll hear from pharmacists about how they're working to distribute the vaccine, and we'll talk with an advocate for senior citizens about some of the challenges that community has faced when it comes to even getting a vaccine appointment. First, though, to tell us more about where Illinois is in the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine and plans going forward is Dr. Ngozi Ezike. She's director of the Illinois Department of Public Health. Dr. Ezike, thanks for taking the time. Welcome back to the 21st.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
So, Dr. Ezike, what is Illinois' vaccination goal? How many people in the state do you want to get vaccinated? And how long before it's truly widely available to anyone who wants it?
Yeah, so our goal is to have everyone that's eligible to be vaccinated, be vaccinated. And so, you know, for a gross number, that's the majority of every adult in the state of Illinois. But in terms of our ability to make that happen as quickly as everyone would want, we have a lot less control over that because we're not creating, you know, the supply. And, you know, we are at the mercy of the federal government, who has made this tremendous resource available. We know that it is being developed as quickly as possible, and they are distributing it to the states and territories. So as we get it, we pass it out, but we can't increase the supply ourselves. We do look forward to additional vaccines coming online as additional vaccines get the authorization. So that will help us get to more people faster. But as that supply increases, we will continue its distribution and get it into the arms of Illinoisans.
How have things changed, if they have, under the new administration in Washington, under President Joe Biden? And what does Illinois need from the federal government right now beyond more doses?
Right. No, that's great. No, more doses, number one. But we have seen great communication even when the current administration was still in transition. They reached out to state health officers, wanted to hear our comments, wanted to share what their plans were going forward, established that this response was going to be one of the administration's top priorities. So we appreciate that support. We need that kind of leadership that's going to prioritize this very significant event in the world. We have had ongoing communication. Communication. I don't think there's anything as over communication. So I think we have been, we have definitely seen just this great collaboration already, and we're looking for that to continue.
So just for our listeners, most of Illinois is supposed to be in phase 1B of vaccine distribution. This is healthcare providers and residents of nursing homes were first. That was phase 1A. Now it's supposed to be everyone who's 65 or older, plus certain essential workers like grocery store clerks, for example, police, firefighters, teachers. They should be able to get shots. But some have been critical of the rollout, saying it's been difficult for seniors to sign up, that there's this sort of patchwork approach. I know people who are checking Walgreens website and CVS and their county and, you know, their hospital and health provider, there are charges that the rollout has been too slow, particularly the assisted living facilities handled by CVS and Walgreens. Where are we with that? Are there changes underway there? Will the state be trying to broaden the number of people who are handling particularly those assisted living facilities?
Yeah, regarding the long-term care facilities, we did enter into the federal pharmacy partnership program with Walgreens and CVS. And so we are happy to be partnering with them to have them take on first the skilled nursing facilities, which I think every single skilled nursing facility has at least received their first visit. So their first set of shots have been administered. And I think for the remaining, we hear that at least all will have received their first visit by, you know, the end of by the end of February, if not a little bit before. So they are moving through. That's a giant program. I think we had over 1,600 facilities registered there. So again, all of us are working at our, you know, maximum capacity, trying to build capacity as we move forward. So if we have opportunities to assist and see if we can get people, you know, at the end of the line, if we have the additional resources to do that, we will work in partnership with these pharmacy collaborators to do that, because that is top of mind and that is our first priority group.
Now, I know there's been some dispute over why CVS, for example, waited so long to begin vaccinating residents of assisted living facilities. I've seen some states have sort of tried to recapture some of the doses that were sitting in freezers of these pharmacies, part of this partnership. Can you talk? Is that an option in Illinois? Is that something that the state is looking at? Because it seems like there's a lot of potential inoculation sitting in cold storage right now that could be going into people's arms.
No, that's a great point. And we have been looking at that intently. And CDC recently, as of last week, did give us the ability to look very carefully at the numbers and see if it was necessary or if we were able to borrow some doses from, you know, from the long-term care purse, if you will. Not interrupting any of these services and the vaccinations that are to be given by our pharmacy partners, but essentially borrow so that we can get more of these first doses in arms of people outside of long-term care. And then if necessary, you know, replace those doses if in fact they get to the point where it's time to administer doses and they're short in that purse. So we are working very closely to make sure we're just taking advantage of all the doses that are available, using them as expeditiously as possible, but still prioritizing that very important group of people in their long-term care facilities.
What, and I should tell listeners that we are speaking with Dr. Ngozi Ezike. She's the director of the Illinois Department of Public Health, and our time with you is limited. You have what we call a hard out at 11:15 this morning, so that's why I'm speaking very quickly to get through some questions here. What is your message to people who have really been frustrated with the process? You have, as I mentioned earlier, senior citizens who are, you know, acting like teenagers trying to get the next hot concert ticket by having multiple browser windows open and checking things in the middle of the night. What advice do you have for people about trying to get that? Is that the best strategy, or is improvement on the way?
Yeah, so I sympathize with everyone who is so eager and desperate. They understand the value of this important resource and are aggressively trying to get an appointment. We are sensitive to the special needs of our population, where some are able to navigate through these websites and the links, and some are, you know, have been able to enlist help from friends or children or grandchildren. But we are creating even additional help beyond that, so that those who need to have a voice, a person to talk to help navigate and help create that appointment, we want to help create some of that capacity at the local health department level, where people will actually be able to answer the phone and give a helping hand if navigating, you know, online is difficult. So we are looking for more navigators to help make these appointments. But at the end of the day, we are still in a situation where we have more people eligible than we have doses. And so even with all the people to take the calls, there aren't necessarily enough vaccination appointments for every single person. And so in addition to grace and patience, I think we just have to hang in there as we get more doses, as we try to borrow from the long-term care facility purse, as we wait for additional doses, additional manufacturers to come online with their doses. We will utilize everything at our disposal to try to get all these people in one be vaccinated. But it is going to be a long haul. 3.2 million people in the state became eligible when 1B became official. And so many more people than the, you know, 250, 280 first and second doses that we get each week. So I know that people want this. We want to get it to you. We are getting it to you as fast as we can. And as we get more, that rate will increase.
Dr. Ngozi Ezike is director of the Illinois Department of Public Health. As I said, I know your time was limited with us this morning. Dr. Ezike, thank you for joining the 21st.
Thank you so much.